May not look like much of a ditch, but it was definitely enough to get me stuck. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Got in a hurry lately? And I'm not talking about like, oh, we gotta hurry up and get the keys and get out the door. I'm talking about like a genuine bona fide rush. Let me tell you the story about my day. So I had a funeral that day, and I was in a suit and tie. That's not the kind of attire that you would normally wear to go out in the field and check cows. And so there I was in a suit and tie. I decided I'd left a little early, so I thought, well, I'll just ease out in the field and check cows. The rest of the day is going to be kind of crazy. I had one cow that kind of had a bum leg, so I thought I need to go out and take a look at her. So I eased out in the field. Well, that particular cow, the only reason I really went out there to see her, well, she was in a corner of one field that's kind of cut off by a little low spot, a little branch, a little branch. It's not a big ditch. It's just a little low spot. And so I thought, well, hey, I got a 3500 Ram diesel truck. Like, it's four-wheel drive. I can just bebop right across that. And I should have hit it at an angle. Well, you know, that would have been smart. But I was in a hurry and wasn't thinking, and so, bloop, straight across it. And didn't make it. Didn't make it at all. Front tires made it, and then just stopped. And I was high-centered, wheels are spinning, it was terrible. I was stuck. I was stuck. So I called my wife, who was home that day, and ask her to bring the gator down because I thought, hey, I just need a little traction, a little tug, I'll get unstuck. And so she came down with the gator, and that did not do the trick. And so I needed more. I needed more power than just the gator. And that's where part two of this story comes in, and I'll tell you that next week on next week's Tailgate Talk. So what's my point? What's my point? Well, here's the big idea. I got in a hurry and I didn't have a good plan. I mean, I just thought I'll just bebop right across there. And I'm not an idiot. I mean, I am at times. But I'm a little, like, I knew enough to know that a heavy truck, even in a small little whatever crossing, I should have gone across it at an angle because my truck's going to bottom out. But I just was in too much of a hurry to think. Which reminds me, of something that God's Word says in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 5. When he says this, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage. Now, I'm going to stop just short of the second part of that verse because it applies to part two of this story, which I'll tell you next week. But I would have been at a huge advantage if I had a stop before I crossed that and went, you know what, I probably ought to have a plan. I probably ought to cross this at an angle, but I didn't. So I didn't have that advantage. It pays to slow down and think. That's just a reminder from my bad day to hopefully prevent you from having one. Slow down. Slow down and think. Hey, thank you so much today for joining me on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate. Next week, we're going to be in this same spot. I can assure you of that because I got to finish this story. I got to tell you how that was not the end of my incredible day in my suit and tie in the middle of the field with the mud. But I'll tell you the rest of it next time. Do me a favor, hit the share button at the bottom of this video. Help us spread the word, not just about Tailgate Talks, but about Life Word that is sharing the gospel of Jesus around the world. One quarter of the world's population could hear a Life Word or see a Life Word broadcast in any given day. That's incredible. 2 billion people could hear or see the name of Jesus through a Life Word broadcast in one day. That's amazing. Help us get more of the word of this incredible ministry out by sharing this video and any video or broadcast you see or content you see on lifeword.org or any of the LifeWord Cloud content. Hey, thank you so much for joining. I'll see you next week. Until then, I love you. Have a great week.